The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Amen. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and I have on my little sidekick today is my little pretty princess. She likes that. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. For the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, the pro-choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, again, friends, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please do it. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, downloads, uploads, videos, pictures, our schedule as to where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing next, that's all on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to just look at our little faces, you can do that as well. What do they look like? You can't, like, scratch and sniff on these pictures. I don't know how it works for your computer, but it doesn't work that way for me. But, again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go on my Facebook page, my personal page. There's two of them. One's a fan page, Bradley Dean double E, and the other one is a personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And, folks, for those that didn't know, again, you're about to find out, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my little pretty princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, and we want them in our own heads. And I must say, I am kind of upset that there's no scratch and sniff on those pictures.
Well, there could be.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I just don't know how that works.
Cologne and all that good stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, going away from that, we've got some great comments here. One of the comments that we had was from Who is Afraid of Bradley Dean, the post, a Facebook article from WND.
Yep.
Michael Kiasen said, well, I think Lucifer and his cohorts may be just a little bit threatened by you. Otherwise, they would leave you alone.
You also got to keep in mind that that article was written by Judith Reisman. She was Department of Justice under Ronald Reagan's administrative. Mm-hmm. And when she wrote that, it was actually pretty cool. And she actually went after the founder of Wikipedia because Wikipedia started to come after me as well. So in saying that, great response.
Yeah, it's nice to see that Michael understands that obviously, you know, Satan's not going to waste any time on someone who's not doing the job, but someone who is. So thank you, Michael, for your response. We also have another comment from Facebook from your Who is Bradley Dean. It's a YouTube video. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please do so. It's on Facebook, YouTube. Jim Hawkins said, in response to the Who is Bradley Dean video, he said, an uncompromising, courageous Christian.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to hear those words of encouragement. People might think you get it all the time, but you really don't. So thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Cool.
And then also we've got Susie Francart. She responded on Facebook about your article about the Soros campaign to shut me down. And she said this. She said, you're doing a great job, Bradley. The worst of the worst are trying to stop you. Keep fighting the good fight. And as we've said over and over again, it is a fight. We're fighting the good fight.
It takes a little more, no question about
it.
What did Hudson Taylor say? Any results come from God? He said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. So there is a process. It's called straight and narrow, and difficult is the way.
That's right. And William Booth said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing. We're excited about our Liberty Week coming up in North Carolina. It's going to be exciting. We actually had Jason.
Anybody got any crackers? Because this is getting a little cheesy in here.
Well, you know, we're excited. When we get excited, that's great. Get a little happy. So that's good. We're going to be out in North Carolina for our Liberty Week coming up. Jason said, love your broadcast. It's my favorite part of the day. Looking forward to Liberty Week. So we're going to be out there on September 26th at the Gastonia Tea Party. You don't want to miss out on that. We're going to be speaking also at the Truth for a New Generation Conference.
Yep.
As we mentioned several times, Bradley's going to be doing a drum clinic, which will be fun. Bring young people. That's out in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're going to be in Rockingham doing some churches out there Sunday morning. You're going to be speaking at Outreach for Jesus in Hamlet, North Carolina. And we're going to be doing some more. Otherwise, Richmond Community College, you're going to be doing several different speaking events there.
Like the colleges are opening their doors. Yeah, people call and say, Bradley, so where are you next? I'll say, I don't know. You're going to have to talk to Jake.
You don't know until you get there. That's right. And then we're going to kind of wrap up Liberty Week with the Big Bang, 7 p.m. at the football stadium at Richmond Senior High School in Rockingham, North Carolina. So if you are out even remotely close to that area.
Is that where we're going to have all the liberal teachers just come down and have
hopefully
conversation,
not. But you
coffee,
know
and donuts?
You know, it's okay because we're not going to the church. We didn't go to Mexico to teach them.
Maybe Danny is going to meet us there. The producers and the contrivers and fabricators of our education system.
You know,
maybe international back. Maybe the Swedish are coming out too.
Anyone and everyone who wants to hear the truth, you are welcome because we don't want just to go to the churches in Mexico and teach them Spanish. We are here.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
That which is lost. So
that's right.
It'll be a great week. We're looking forward to it.
Cool. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns for their government, from their carelessness and their negligence. I must apprehend some danger. I feel that I place too implicit a confidence in their public servant and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Daniel Webster said, make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. Well, true that. Folks, we see what's going on in the government today. They're going for the guns again after the Navy Yard shooting with Aaron Alexis over there. And I just think it's important that we stay at the topic so we can understand that we have rights. We're not asking for permission. I just did Stan Montes' radio show the other day, and we got onto the tangent of gun control again. And I said, I'm not trying to be rebellious in any sense of the word. I just want people to understand that I'm not going to ask for permission to obey the laws of our Constitutional Republic, and if someone violates those laws, then they're the ones that are rebelling, not the ones that are obeying. So let's put that into perspective. I heard it once said by Adrian Rogers. It was said, it is better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Let me tell you something, friend. It's not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It's impossible to anyone or to find anyone in the Bible who has a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with a multitude. Amen. It is better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. There is only one gospel, friends, not two. And let me take it to the natural. There's only one constitution, friends. And remember rightly what Benjamin Rush rightly said. He said, listen, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not aristocrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. So again, there's one gospel. Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves.
One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online. Folks, we've heard this, it's spoken so freely and carelessly amongst politicians. And by the way, politicians, friends, it's not a complimentary word. It's kind of a cap, as the young people would say. It's kind of like you're ditzing them, as the young people would say. Older people would be like you condemning them or judging them for being so foolish in so many things that they do. See, we're looking for states people. We look for statesmen and stateswomen that work for we the people, that represent we the people, not they, the special interest groups. A politician is just that. Those that work for special interest groups, not for we the people. But isn't it interesting what Thomas Jefferson rightly said? He said, where the people fear the government, he said, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Not a diabolical fear here neither, as well, friends. If there is a diabolical fear, it should be the government fearing the people in a diabolical manner. So where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty, said Thomas Jefferson. Because we're told continuously, we're hearing the American people today are being inundated with the voice of the politicians, namely the corrupt politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges who would, for some reason, believe that there's too much freedom, and if you have too much freedom, that'll result in chaos. Therefore, what we should do is we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say that we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws. And if we have to give up some rights in the process, they believe that the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. Folks, that is very contrary. It stands in complete contradiction to the facts of the matter, the truth. It's in contrast as darkness is to light and light to darkness. Folks, we don't give up our rights, we give up our wrongs. Because this theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders, our representatives, it should be rightly said, think that this way, and they do think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. And I've said it so many times, but I say it again. If we don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And so, America, this is how you have it. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. Let me say it again. Wherever you give up and whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And this just adds to another control. So control's real name is bondage. The logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. False. We could chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust. This may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. And rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. The opposite of control is chaos, so more laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. Listen to what William Pitt rightly said of the British House of Commons. Once proclaimed, he said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves." Now, folks, last week I had talked, because what I'm doing is I'm highlighting the fact that politicians again, and the state-run media again, the spin doctors are out there trying to get you to give up your rights because of what if Aaron Alexis did last week at that Navy yard when he shot it up. Last week we talked about the games that he was playing, the violent video games that he was playing. Last week we had talked about how I knew right off the bat that they were going to find that this individual was on dangerous psychotropic antidepressants. And of course he was. I right away when this first took place, the first thing they did, by the way, rewind just a little bit further than the last two topics that I just highlighted. What was the first thing they did? They said there was an AR-15 involved, when in fact, friends, there was not. Folks, these people are continuously polarizing what they fear the most. And that should be your green light where they're trying to put a stoplight or a red light in front of you. They're telling you right then and there, friends, as to the weapons that keep you and remain you free, and remain or keep you and you remain as a free people, as they highlight the weapons they fear the most. And what are the weapons that they fear the most? Of course, the AR-15. Well, what are they so afraid of? And isn't it interesting that they want you to give up your rights to bear arms, but we find continuously that these politicians, these gun grabbers, friends, they're all armed. See, it's okay for them to be armed, but the politicians, you're not to be armed. And what I think is important right now is the American people need to magnify the answers here. And the answer is found in Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. That the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. And yet we see these politicians continuously attempt through manipulative and deceptive ways to try to talk you into giving up your rights. And again, we shouldn't be giving up our rights. We should be giving up our wrongs. And instead of listening to this indoctrination and this cesspool of lies and deception through the state-run media through these politicians, we should be giving up corrupt politicians and replacing them with good, law-abiding, upstanding, and upright, righteous statesmen. Is what we should be looking for. So instead of giving up our rights, let's give up our wrongs. And that would be a great place to start, friends. Because what we see is we see the gun control issue rage on and on and on and on and on. And let's go back. When I was talking to Stan Monteith the other day on the radio, he just started sparking up great conversation. He's also on GCN. And he started talking about what was going on with this gun control issue. And friends, rest assured, it is about control. And then I started going back into history just a little bit because, friends, history repeats itself because you don't pay attention to history. Just simply go back to Adolf Hitler, and what did he do? He was the one that was perpetuating the crimes. Yet he would be the one to condemn the crime that he himself was responsible for contriving and perpetuating. They were called the brown shirts. And what he was pro at, friends, because of the stupidity of the people back in Germany in those days, is he was pro at manipulating their minds into believing no matter what he said, it was true. Here's another case in point, friends. Did you know that if you would have taken the time to look behind Adolf Hitler, there was nothing behind him but deception? And it shows perfect judgment. Because again, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by a tyrant. And we had three of our forefathers that come to our mind. I believe it was Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and I believe it was also George Washington. And I can probably even throw John Adams in there. If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-between. And God gave us a right. And those rights that he gave us, we have to fight the good fight of faith to maintain. And again, what is the price of our liberty? Eternal vigilance. And if you take that back to the root of the Word of God, which the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson, you can clearly see that we have a right to defend ourselves, to preserve life. But again, let's go back to these politicians. Let's go back to Adolf Hitler. What did they do? They polarized anything that they were politicizing. They were polarizing what they wanted to remove. And they kept saying, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, when in fact, they knew it was bad for them, not for you. See, it was good for you, friends, to be armed, but it wasn't good for a tyrant that you were armed. You see how that works? And politicians, they tell on themselves all the time. Matter of fact, let's go back to Stan Monteith. He had brought up something with September 11th. I said, does not anybody think this is a little telling that after September 11th, the president, the government, they implement something called the Patriot Act, which is passed at 3 o'clock in the morning, which should be called the Act of Tyranny? It violates your constitutional blood-bought rights, friends. Didn't anybody think it was a little weird after September 11th that the government was beginning to ask you to give up your rights to bear arms? We haven't been attacked, friends, because we are an armed nation. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns, said George Mason. A common sense. It comes back to common sense, friends. And Adolf Hitler knew this. Mao Zedong knew this. Mussolini knew this. Anything. Stalin knew this. Stalin killed millions of his own people. He said, I could have never done it had they not relinquished their rights to bear arms. And I'm not saying that they have the same constitution. Of course, they do not. They're run through a dictatorship, totalitarianism. We are not. Folks, the government is not God here. This is not a monarchy. We're ruled by God. Read the Declaration of Independence, again, where we derive our just rights. So Adolf Hitler, he polarized guns. Stalin polarized guns. Mao Zedong polarized. They polarize any obstacle to their dictatorship. And that's what we have to think through. So again, going back to my original point during this first segment, we don't give up our rights, friends. We give up our wrongs, and it's time for the American people to stand up and give up their wrongs. What is not telling about a government asking you to give up your rights? What is not telling about a government that uses the state-run media to continuously attack the guns rather than to educate and defend and then to demonize the militia when, in fact, you are the militia, 17 to 44 years old if you are a male? Folks, I'm going to come right back on this topic, talking about guns. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Real quick, back to my Pretty Little Princess.
I like that.
I know you do.
Well, we're just going to highlight one more time our trip to North Carolina for our Liberty Week. For all those that are going to be in the area in North Carolina, we're going to be at the Gastonia Tea Party coming up here on the 26th of September. Then Bradley is going to be speaking at the Truth for a New Generation program that they have out there with those different various speakers. He's going to be doing a drum clinic, also speaking at two panels. So that's going to be an exciting day on the 28th of September.
What are they expecting, like 3,000 students?
Yeah, like 2,000 to 3,000 people, something like that. Yeah,
cool.
So that'll be a nice large number there. It'll be an exciting time. Then also in Rockingham, we've got some churches that you'll be speaking at on Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. You're going to be at Outreach for Jesus there in Hamlet, North Carolina.
Cool.
Then moving on from there, you're going to be speaking at Richmond Community College. You've got Intro to Ethics, like four times you're going to be doing this in a row, honey, so I think you're going to enjoy that.
What do you mean?
Richmond Community College.
I'm finding out what I'm going to be doing there,
well,
friends.
It looks like you've got little blurbs of time with students, so like their classes change real quickly.
Oh.
So you've got like four blurbs.
And how long are my blurbs?
I know,
what's the time allotted?
Kind of like the run. Like 8:10 to 9:25, 9:45 to 11, 11:10 to 12:45. It's like, you know, class times. These are college students, you know, so they're taking
great,
class times. But that's going to be in Hamlet, North Carolina. So if you're at Richmond Community College, you're going to be blessed. And then coming up here to our final event, we're going to do a football stadium in Richmond Senior High School in Rockingham, North Carolina, on Thursday, October 3rd. All the information there is on sonsoflibertyradio.com and also Sons of Liberty on Facebook. So please, if you have any questions, feel free to call in or check out the Facebook or our website for more details.
Cool. Folks, as the gun control issue rages on, and again, friends, rest assured, friends, again, it is raging on. Gun-grabbing criminals tell one contrived or fabricated lie after another, acting under the guise of representing we the people while they continue, again, down the road of pushing their illegal agenda forward, which is a communist slogan. In the face of course, you, the American people. Folks, if it's not Gabby Giffords receiving three illegal contributions through Americans for Responsibility Solutions PAC, which amounts to $15,250, why, then of course it is Barack Hussein Obama attempting to give over control to the United Nations through illegal and unconstitutional means. So why is Barack Hussein Obama attempting to circumvent we the people? Because he knows. Does he not, friends? Does he not? Does he not know by experience that the American people stood up and shouted out, "Our eyes are wide open, sir. You're not taking away our rights." And friends, do I need to remind the American people that Eric Holder, the Attorney General under the United States, empowered illegal drug dealers through Fast and Furious? Let's not forget about these crimes, friends, in Mexico, with guns, only in turn to blame the crimes committed on you, the American people. Yes, you heard me right. Crimes such as the deaths of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, one Mexican beauty queen, as well as 300 Mexicans. We also don't want to forget about Benghazi's drug running scheme neither. And now what do we see him doing? He's trying to in an attempted fashion, friends, of course, trying to give over your rights to the United Nations, by the way, which is created out of World War II. So let me give you a little history, folks. Our forefathers did not arm the American people for the purpose of hunting. I shared this with you last week, but rather to protect themselves from those who were doing the hunting. Namely, back in the day, speaking of our forefathers, the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all the other rights given unto us by our Creator. As a matter of fact, the second Article 2 of the Bill of Rights ensures our first Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. See how that works? It protects one after another. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons from the Bible. They used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government of the people. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals like thou shalt not kill. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e. they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of its citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. And let me tell you finally, friends, what George Washington, the first president, rightly said. He said, "From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove to ensure peace, security, and happiness." Listen carefully. "The rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good." I shared last week with the story concerning, a true story, concerning criminals that were outside of a small town in Kennesaw, Georgia. They were asked, for those that didn't know, Kennesaw, Georgia made a policy and asked the citizens to arm themselves, each house there. And they did just that. And what they had found out from these criminals that were at the outskirts, there was four in particular, they were asked what they thought of Kennesaw, Georgia. These criminals said that they knew that they were to stay away from Kennesaw, Georgia, because in Kennesaw, Georgia, they were an armed people. Why do you have politicians polarizing your weapons, friends? Because they know that that's a threat to their tyrannical rule. That's why, simply put. Speaking of our forefathers and pilgrims, have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact, which precedes the Declaration of Independence? I just want to interject this in here because this is second to none. This is great stuff. This is the Mayflower Compact, friends, that which preceded the Declaration of Independence. It's real short. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subject of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of England, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith. Folks, this is the Mayflower Compact that preceded the Declaration of Independence. And the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents and presents, solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic. And by the way, for those that say God has no business in politics, read Exodus 18:21. God is the giver of government. That's why every preamble starts out acknowledging Almighty God in our union, all 50 states, not 57, as this unconstitutional scholar in the White House so unrightly said before he was the President of the United States. Back to the Mayflower Compact, it reads, you ready for this? Furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th. This was all written back in 1620, the Mayflower Compact. Speaking of pilgrims, because we just gave you a quote from George Washington, listen again what he said concerning gun rights. From the hour that the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, he said, he highlights it in a just fashion. The rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. Of course it does. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. So should we be giving up the wrongs, friends? Absolutely. Should we be giving up the corruption in our government? Absolutely. Should we subject ourselves to this inundation of indoctrination and propaganda from this administration on a 24/7 basis? Absolutely not. And then, by the way, the state-run media might want to understand by just listening to the Sons of Liberty here as to why their approval rating is less than 21%. Because nobody believes you. And friends, listen carefully to what I'm saying. Nobody believes the state-run media. And if you don't believe them, then what are you threatened by? You have the right to bear arms. And again, as I started the show off, I'm not asking for permission to obey the constitutional republic or the laws given unto us by our Creator. I'm not asking. It's better to obey God than to obey man. And it is so telling when you have politicians continuously attack Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Did they forget that hundreds of thousands of men and women in this country fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution? To give them the right to represent we the people? And friends, do remember that government does not have the right to break the laws of our constitutional republic. I need to keep reiterating this. This is not tedious, friends, to remind you they do not have the right to break the law. Look to the people in Colorado. They just unseated two communist Democrats. They just unseated them. They said, if you're going to violate or attack Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, we're going to oust you. And that's exactly what the American people need to rise up and do. Friends, nobody's going to do it for us. Nobody's going to do this for us. What happened to the don't tread on me? You see them all over the country. Listen, you have the Reeds. Those that represent, again, we the people. He's not representing we the people. He's representing Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. Attacking and calling, friends, the Tea Party terrorists. Of course, you are a terror to his tyranny. When you look across the country, friends, we see these yellow flags. And they say, don't tread on me, and there's a snake there. Do you know anything about the meaning of that flag? Do you have any understanding as to the don't tread on me motto and where it came from? Or we have our eyes wide open? I think someone's trying to say something, and we need to listen to history, friends. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, coming back for the finals.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about gun control and giving up our rights and how un-American and how well, folks, this is totalitarianism to the max. And right before the break, I'd ask the question, so what does don't tread on me mean? That yellow flag that we see across the country. We see Harry Reid attacking the Tea Party again and again and again. They're polarizing the Tea Party because, friends, you're the threat. And if you weren't a threat, then why do they continuously attack you? You see how that works? The rats in the corners don't like the lights turned on, do they? No, they don't. Because the last thing they want you to find out is the fact that they work not for you, but for special interests. But I don't know how much further these people need to go before the American people figure out that, wait a second, they're not working for us, they're attacking us. Because this is exactly what they're doing. So let me ask you the question. What does don't tread on me mean? What does it mean? What does that yellow flag mean? What is the symbolism about that flag? Don't tread on me. You see them all over the place. Why is corruption scared to death of those that have these flags? Don't tread on me or your eyes are wide open. because they don't like to be scrutinized. They don't like to be policed. And friends, that is your purpose. And let me tell the state-run media, it's your purpose to do the same thing as well. But you're doing not your job. You're working for the very ones that are completely, in every sense of the word, and I say complete without deficiency is what the word means, in every attempt to sink the ship that you are on. But yet you're willing to sell your soul to gain the whole world. What is that to gain? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul to those that promulgate the lies and the propaganda of this administration? You're destroying yourself. You're sinking your own ship. And the only time that you're going to figure it out is when you're doggy paddling and there's nobody around to help you any longer. Because I'll tell you the what, the very ones that are, by the way, if you do a little history on Stalin's regime, you can see Stalin just used people for his own purposes, and then once his power is implemented in full force, he literally assassinated all those that helped him get there. They're called useful idiots. Just check out Vladimir Lenin's quotes. Do a little homework behind Trotsky and Stalin. You'll find out exactly what I'm telling you is true. That's why it's so important to stick to the Word of God, which is the rock, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But what does, and what does it define out to be, don't tread on me? Folks, don't tread on me almost always appeared on the radlesnake flags. The Gadsden flag from 1775 had a yellow field with a rattlesnake in the center. The snake is there and he is ready to strike. That's why these Tea Partiers have these yellow flags in their yards saying, don't tread on me because I'm ready to strike if you attempt to violate my rights. That is right. That is proper. That is healthy. Below the snake is the motto, don't tread on me. In December of 1775, Ben Franklin publishes an essay in the Pennsylvania Journal under the American Gooser, in which he suggested that the rattlesnake was a good symbol for the American spirit. This came from Benjamin Franklin. He said, I recollected that her eye excelled in brightness, speaking of the snake, that of any other animal, and that she has no eyelids. Listen to this carefully, friends. The snake does not have eyelids. Her eyes are never closed. This is vigilance, friends. Defining out the slogan and the flag, don't tread on me. Benjamin Franklin goes on, she may therefore be esteemed an emblem of vigilance. Yes. She never begins an attack. No. Nor when once engaged ever surrenders. That's right. That's America. She is therefore an emblem of magnanimity and the true courage. As if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her. Of course. Listen to this. This is Ben Franklin defining out the definition of the don't tread on me flag. Listen to what he said. As if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her, the weapons with which nature has furnished her, she conceals in the roof of her mouth so that to those who are unacquainted with her, she appears to be most defenseless, a most defenseless animal. And even when those weapons are shown and extended for her defense, they appear weak and contemptible. But their wounds, however small, are decisive and fatal. Friends, let me say this. If you ever think you're the only one doing this, if you ever think that you are ineffective, friends, if you ever think for one moment that you are ineffective in protest, then why are they so busy trying to shut you down? The state-run media is not going to highlight you. Here's another question for you. If you think that you are so ineffective in what you do in protest and you feel that you're all alone, have you ever tried to go to sleep at night with a mosquito in your tent or a fly in your tent? How did that work out for you? Oh, I didn't sleep last night. That mosquito kept buzzing around my head. That's right. That's how the American people ought to be with their blood-bought country. We have a gift. Yes, God has shed His grace upon us. How are we showing our thankfulness to the God and to the veterans and the natural that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today? You are effective. Don't ever downplay your effectiveness, friends, and always think of that analogy. The mosquito in the tent, the fly in the house. I'm defining out right now, and of course to my aid, Mr. Benjamin Franklin is defining out the don't tread on me flag. The flag is esteemed as an emblem of vigilance. She is therefore an emblem of magnanimity and true courage, as if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her. Of course the American people don't want war with their government. But let me tell you something, friends. You have people in government that are at war, they're at war with you. You're not going to get away from that. And now they're trying to go to your last means of defense by getting you to give up your right to bear arms. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. There is your answer. No debate, no argument, common sense. George Washington said that they are our liberty's teeth. The right to bear arms. Ben Franklin goes on, the consciousness of this, she never wounds till she has generously given notice. The American people have been doing this for years. Even to her enemy, and cautioned him, or the enemy, speaking of, against the danger of stepping on her. Ben Franklin says, was I wrong, sir, in thinking this is a strong picture of the temper and conduct of America? He's talking about the Revolutionary War times, friends. They didn't play. Since our forefathers were used by God to lay a foundation of our history, I now submit to you, this present generation, young or old, it's now your duty to lay a foundation for your posterity's future. And let those that represent us know that our eyes are wide open, just like this snake on the flag that says, don't tread on me. That's what it is symbolic of. I love this. I really do love this. Woo! Folks, America we're not a people. We're not a bunch of pushovers. Remember those little bumper stickers we see all over the place? These colors don't run. Remember our forefathers established a free country, and they told us that it wasn't cowards that established this republic, and it's cowards that will not preserve this republic? No, it's going to be heroic men that are willing to stand alone if need be. Because I'll tell you this, there's cowards all over the place, namely in the church, namely in government. It's the citizenry. It's the militia. And again, 17 to 44 years old, you are the militia, my friends, if you are a male. Militia is a good word, not a bad word. In government, good government would be high-fiving the militia. Because the militia is very effective, and corrupt government knows that the militia is very effective. You have a government administration attacking your own veterans. Folks, that's something to think about. That shows you how far this administration is willing to go. They are disarming you. They are dismantling your defensive and your defensives. We see this little charade being played out between Putin, the dictator for Russia, and Barack Hussein Obama. Friends, don't fall for this. Don't fall for this. This is you know what? Here, this is what my resolve is, friends. If all these people have an issue with each other, then what we need to do is we need to get a cage match going. We need to take all these politicians that say that we need to send your boys and your girls to war on the behalf of corrupt government and unconstitutional wars to police the world, which is not our business. Then I say we take the politicians, we take Barack Hussein Obama and every other country that he's got a problem with, and take those leaders and put them together and throw them inside of a ring. And let's watch. Just don't forget to bring the popcorn, because I'll be the first one there in the front row. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23, coming to North Carolina. Love you by what I do. See ya.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.